It's your boy Ray Nitty. I'm in here tripping out.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's Friday, y'all. It is Friday. Filling in on the grapevine, holding it down on the grapevine, man. Yes. Next week, Homer Blow will be filling in the grapevine next week, man. I'll be out of town. I'm going to Poland, man.
Do not take the walk.
Don't take the walk. What you mean?
It's a Lil Yachty reference.
Oh, so is Poland related?
He has a song.
I gotta check it out. I haven't heard much Lil Yachty music. I ain't gonna lie to you. I heard like some of his first joints when he first came out. That's probably like the super, super like low hanging fruit Yachty.
Yeah, it's just it's one of those ones where it's acquired here.
I did hear. Okay. To Poland.
I took the walk.
I took the walk to Poland. That's crazy. Yeah, I'm definitely not taking the walk. Whatever he took, I do not want to take it. What up, y'all? 833-212-1017. Call us up, man. It's Friday. What are you proud of today, man? What you celebrating? What's your weekly win? If you had a weekly win, if you had a win of the week, call it up. Share it. If you want to shout somebody out, man, 833-212-1017. I know school start for a few folks. High school check-in. What's happening? Call up. Let us know what high school you went to. Tomorrow, we will be at Riverside University High School for Truth Family Fest. Come check in with your family, man. Come see your cousins. I'm going to be there. Infotech going to be there. Shannon going to be there. Benjamin. Cherie, the one and only. Cherie, call us up, man. It's a lovely Friday, man. 833-212-1017. You got somebody you proud of, somebody you want to say happy birthday. Yo, high school. Call us up, man. We want to do a high school check-in. We taking this back to the Doc Love days, man. That's how we finna do this. When I was interning a V100 back in the day. But now we listening to the truth. We got Sean the Barber. What you proud of, Sean, on the truth? Tell us your truth today.
Well, Ray Nitty, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of what you got going on, man. I've watched you way from Riverside doing the music, all that stuff, man. You got a good thing going on right now.
Man,
right
I appreciate
now, I am
that.
Proud because, yeah, for sure, for sure. And I done cut
you. Man, I appreciate that, too. Yes, sir, off of Capitol. Yes, sir, subject but, here.
Yeah, subject here. We're warning them.
Yes, sir.
But, I'm proud because I finished my 6 children's book. We're going to keep on going with these books, and we're going to keep putting them in these schools and keep them to these schools and putting real positive energies into these kids and giving them a reason to just want to read and have infinite time with their family and get off their cell phone.
Man, clap it up, man. Clap it up. Sean the Barber, appreciate you, man. Tell us on the name of the book before you get off the air, man, so we can promote that for you.
I got The Adventures of Gianni Wants a Haircut. That's about bullying, self-love, and confidence. Yeah. I got The Adventures of Gianni Goes to the Dentist and Teach You About Gingivitis,
yes,
halitosis, bad breath, all that stuff. You know, we got the cavity freaks. We got all kind of stuff going on with that. I got Ball Spot. You know, that's about a hater, you know.
Yeah.
Got a lot of stuff going on with the book. So, you know, we just got done writing a book called Rabbit to the Fruit Trees. And that's about all the trees and stuff that used to be around here. And, you know,
that we don't see no
even
more.
Even doing the research and studies, we don't see no more. That's because the air ain't fair. And people, you know, the trees will still grow, but if you don't plant them and put the right proteins and stuff in the ground, the fruit won't be viable to eat. So I'm just thankful that I've been learning and I've been teaching and I've been going to these schools, inspiring these kids. We did our first play. We did our first play, Gianni and the middle school crew, against bullying and self-love and confidence. So it's been real dope. I've been working with Congress. I've been working with a couple different people in the school system. So I'm excited.
Man, appreciate you calling in, man. We proud of you, Sean the Barber, man, working on his 6 children book, man. and taking it into the schools, pushing reading. Once again, it's Friday, man. We showing love today, this Friday, man. If you got something you proud of, somebody you proud of, or your high school, you want to shout out your high school. We taking it back to the high school check-in days, y'all. 833-212-1017. That is the number to dial. It's all about our truth, family, man. We want to promote y'all. We want to love y'all today, man. We got Key from MKE on the line, man. Key, what's good, man? What you proud of? Who you shouting out today?
What's up, my boy? I'm shouting out my wife. We made it 3 years as of August 19th, a couple of days ago. And then shouting out myself, I just became the chair of the Democratic Party in Milwaukee County.
Hey, clap that up,
and,
man.
man, shout out to my high school, Beloit Memorial.
Okay, Beloit Memorial. Shouts out to that, man. We proud of you, Key, man. You doing good work in the city, bro. We super proud of you. Congrats to Keywan Jennings.
Appreciate it.
You said you are now the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin?
Of Milwaukee.
Okay, he's like, man, don't do that to me yet. Hey, man, that's next, man. That's next for you,
bro.
Man. That's next. We proud of you. Hey, we got you something too to eat, boss. We got to make sure you get some of that sap, bro. Yeah, man. Man, appreciate you, Keywan. Appreciate you, brother. Shouts out to everybody, man. We got somebody online, too. I ain't see no name. That's why I ain't went to her. How you doing? Who we got online, too? What you proud of?
Oh, yeah. Hello. Good afternoon, Ray Nitty.
Hello.
This is your wife.
Oh.
Call it in the shout out. Sherwood.
Oh, my God.
Sherwood, the only school on the east side that matters, where Riverside had to play their homecoming game because you don't have a field. Sherwood, 03.
Right, we actually do have a field. We just didn't have a stadium that we played in.
Had to march all the way up Oakland Avenue.
What was y'all football record?
Hey, it doesn't matter. Exactly. Just know we had
y'all
a stadium.
Shared a team with Marshall. Like, don't even start. Y'all shared a team. Y'all didn't even have y'all own full teams now. Y'all went to one of the worst public schools to team up with. Marshall?
Hey, so watch your mouth. We were always top for academics, and that's why you love me.
All right. Well, that's fair enough.
But I'm calling to say, also, I am proud of you. You're doing a wonderful job on the radio. Aww. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, baby. Love you. We about to have some of your yum-yum sauce in a second. We just ordered the sap. Shout out to my wife, man. Just called in and said she was proud of me. That made me smile. I didn't know who it was online, too. I ain't had no name. I thought that was just like somebody
I thought you saw the caller ID when you were on the phone with the other person.
So I don't hardly ever look over here to what be on the actual phone.
I just
be looking at the line.
Good.
Yeah. So we can actually see who's calling on this?
If they have caller ID, and her name popped up, so I was like, "Oh, if he sees this,
shoot, man." The way my attention set up, if I get to looking too far out of these two screens, it's gonna be a derailed show, man. 833, what up, y'all? 212-1017. We want y'all to call up. What you proud of? Who are you proud of? Let's give somebody they flowers that deserve it, right? And if it's you, be proud of yourself. It's your birthday. Come shout you out for your birthday. But what are you proud of? Shout your high school out. She just called and shout out Sherwood. Cool. We'll allow it. You know? We'll allow it, man. Even if you went to Rufus King, you could call up today. We'll welcome you with open arms today. So Friday, we're going to make this about love, man. Jasmine West on her YouTube chat says, hey, y'all, say it, Rufus King 03. Okay, class of 03 in the building. Salute to everybody. Happy Friday. Sherwood doesn't have a team anymore, do they? That's what I'm saying, Curly. Sherwood don't got no team. What you got a feel for? You ain't got no team. Give us our feel, man. Quit playing. We was probably the best thing that ever happened to that field when we went there to play our games. I know it was.
That's a bold statement, sir.
I'm just saying. They wasn't using it. We had the most cracking homecomings. I know theirs wasn't. I'm just saying. All right? Shouts out to the Greyhounds, though. We can catch a Greyhound when we need a cheap ride out of town somewhere. That's what Greyhounds are good for. But Riverside Tigers? Protection. That's why you married me. All right. Let what up, y'all? 833-212-1017. That's the number to dial. 833-212-1017, the number to dial. Shannon, can we get this car so we can get that sap, man? I'm hungry as hell. But we got a couple things to talk about today. Okay, that's fine. Just tell her to send me the cash app for it. We got a couple things we're going to talk about today. We really want to talk about you all, put you all first. Shannon was doing this thing in our Facebook group called Weekly Win. So we want to elevate that on the air as well. Any weekly wins that you have that you want to elevate. I know it's the first day of school for some people. So I'm going to say I'm proud of my son, Rahenio Alejandro Boyens Jr. Yes, Jr. His name not Junior. His name is Ray. So... So, yeah, man, I just want to say I'm proud of him, man, and I'm proud of my daughter, Ivy Rose. She'll be starting her junior year in college. That's crazy. Her junior year. She's already made it way further than I have in life. So, shout out for that, man. Proud of you, baby girl. Shouts out there. And I'm proud of my wife, man. My wife is the rock of the family. So, I have to say that she is the rock. I just be rolling the stones over, letting the... You know, all the little mealworms walk around and she gets all this shit. You know, so shout out to my baby girl, man. We going to Poland, man. We debating if we want to get the seats that you lay down in or not. Do I just want to sit upright for 9 hours?
How long's the flight?
You said what?
How long is the flight?
9 hours. Yep, 9 hour flight. Don't go anywhere, y'all. I'm already a minute behind. So when we get back, we'll get into what we got on the menu or on the grapevine today.
I know you're proud of me. Look at all the that I prevail, the youngest of your seeds. Making sure the family eat well. I give them what they need. How about we always be well? I told Brody change the ways. I'm praying he don't see jail to live another day. I'm praying I don't see hell. Ain't no telling what I do for my family. Just know I mean well. No, you ain't next
what
to
up,
me.
What up, y'all?
No, you ain't next to me. But I'm hoping you
just know I mean well. Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. It's your boy Ray Nitty holding it down on the grapevine. We squeezing these grapes today, y'all. We squeezing them. First 2 hours went real fast. Shouts out to Friday. Shouts out to the homie Benny's Boy. We're going to have Benny's Boy on the show real soon, y'all. That's somebody else I'm super proud of, man. Super proud of my homie, Benny's Boy. We done slept on plenty floors together, man. Now to see bro doing amazing work in the music industry. I damn near think he produced that record by Far for Friday as well. I know he also did We Came Way Too Far for Friday and a bunch of other records. I know he on that new Chris Brown album. Speaking of Chris Brown, I'm trying to get rid of these damn Chris Brown tickets,
actually,
man.
Actually, how much... Well, at what time?
It's actually tonight's show, too.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
It's actually tonight's show.
It probably would start at 8?
Man, show started like 8 or like something like that, 8 or 9. 8 or 9. People was in my inbox trying to buy them, but nobody... I guess we should be careful how we talk about these tickets because... before they think we doing a Chris Brown ticket giveaway up here on The Truth. That's not what's happening.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth.
Okay, so as you were saying.
Exactly. Yeah, man, I'm just trying to get rid of these Chris Brown tickets, man. And if you all follow me on Facebook, hit me up. Hit me up, hit me up, hit me up, hit me up.
But people was messaging you but not being serious about it?
No, I just think, you know, people got to make their decisions. It's like, all right, now that I asked. Also, you know, as humans, man, we just inquire about things that we got zero intentions on, really. Hey, I remember when I was looking at a lot of city-owned houses, bro, and my wife would laugh at this all the time. And I'd always be going on these tours and looking at these city-owned houses that, you know, I had zero intentions on purchasing because they so trash. But you hope to find at least one, so you got to keep going on the hunt. You feel what I'm saying? It's like for the thrill of it all. So, yeah, man, 833-212-1017, that is the number to dial. 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. I'm going to tell y'all something that's funny, right? I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it. And this is why sometimes I get so frustrated when people just be saying ignorant stuff, right? I was in my Facebook inbox, and it was just an old message. Just an old message, right? And I should have screenshotted it. But it says, bro, you don't know S about government if you think Hong isn't capable of getting things done. I'm just clearly seeing that she hadn't gotten anything done in 6 years. One bill in 6 years. But he says, how many bills you've introduced and gotten passed? And besides, how am I supposed to have any confidence in Crowley when he already dropped out of the race once? He's a phenomenal county executive, so I think he should stick with that. And that'd be funny to me, right? When people, they always got these amazing things to say about him. Oh, he's so great at this, right? But they don't ever say, okay, Francesca is so great at state assembly. Why don't she just stay there and do that? But then, obviously, the insult. I don't know anything. I said, you obviously don't know nothing about me. But I wish you well, Sean. I always greet him with kindness. Because somebody, I'm very good at petty, but I'll be keeping it cool. So he then says, okay, I'm leaving it alone. He poking back. He says, okay, bro, we'll see how data center David does. Obviously, he don't know nothing about his position on data centers. He don't know nothing about David's position on data centers. So I says, you're on Meta platform, BIT, whatever, in about data centers, while real environmental stuff in Milwaukee is actually happening. And his response to me is, bro, be for real. What do you even mean, real environmental-ish? That's my point right there. That's my point right there. They want us to care about the environmental issues of data centers, which we should. But when you point out real environmental issues, we just had a whole show of how the toxins is impacting decision-making in Milwaukee and people's behavior in Milwaukee. But you got somebody who's probably 10 times out of 10 don't even live in Milwaukee County telling me to be for real. What do I even mean about real environmental-ish? Maybe you should do some research. Maybe you should get educated. Just maybe. And stay off of Meta platforms using off data. Maybe. We just missed a shout out, Rufus King shout out. Somebody had a Rufus King shout out.
Yeah, Leonard. Shout out, Leonard.
Shouts out, Leonard.
I don't
Rufus
know
King.
What last year, but.
But Sean, Kramar Raj, whatever your name is, maybe you should get educated and stay out my inbox and off Meta platforms. Let me hurry up, block him before he get that one off. Block. Can't get it now. Lucky I don't report it. I love when you block somebody in the middle of the tabs going. I love that. Piss them off even more.
He was typing?
Yeah, it was the buttons was going crazy. He was probably typing something real long and uninformed. Uninformed.
Now that's funny.
Arguing with me. I'm so tired of it, dog. I'm tired of it. Literally telling me hopes data center David does well, which he will, which he has. The same person that you said, you because somebody dropped out of the race, that's why you don't have. Like, that's the stupidest reason I've ever heard. It's funny how white people love to ignore all the things about it, but hold on to the one thing. He dropped out of the race. I can't believe how. But you ain't, you forgot the white woman lied? You forgot your Neanderthal compadre lied? Misrepresented funds, campaign fraud? Huh. But, you know, Sean wants to say, so when they tell me that, and I'll be like, you on Meta platform, who has some of the largest data centers in the country, telling me you hope Data Center David does well. And my simple response, I didn't even go into the data center of it all, right? I didn't even do that. I'm keeping it cool with these folks at this point. I don't want no smoke because they don't even know what they smoking. So I'm cool. Leave me out that session. I wish him well. And I say, you on Meta platforms talking about data and it's real environmental situations going on in Milwaukee. And then I get told, be for real. What do I even mean, real environment? They don't think we being impacted by real environmental stuff. Briggs and Stratton poisoning our communities. Master Lock right now poisoning our communities. Bostic right now poisoning our communities. But these are the people that come in your inbox and call you stupid, call you dumb, call you all of these different crazy
dumb
labels they put on you. You're but stupid. They don't even know what the hell real environmental issues that is happening right now that's impacting behavior in Milwaukee. But those are the same people that believe that a 6-year resume with one successful bill going through is somebody that deserves a raise. I challenge all of y'all mogs, all of y'all, because that's how I'm feeling now. I'm challenging all of y'all that are so passionate about data centers, which you should be. You should be passionate about data center regulation and making sure they're not raising our energy costs and depleting our water system and so forth. We should be concerned about all of that, 100%. But all I'm asking is, are you as equally concerned not about the data center things that are to come, but the real environmental issues that is impacting Milwaukee right now, today, and has been here for 100 years. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year.
What up, y'all? Welcome back. To the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is your boy Ray Nitty holding it down on your grapevine. Live from the American Family Insurance Studios. What up, y'all? It's Friday. It's Feel Good Friday, man. What you feel good about today, man? Call us up, 833-212-1017. High school check-in. If you just want to shout out your high school, what year did you graduate? I'm a proud member of the class of 2002 Riverside University High School. Extremely proud of it. Shouts out to my Tiger family, man. Man, we talking about, it was just random, too. It was just a random thing that just set me off. That's why I be having to block people. The block party getting real lit in the block party. It's getting packed in there. But, yeah, man, we had a fool, a social media fool, trolling in my inbox, insulting once again. I didn't even say anything. He just brought up, let's see how Data Center David does. And like I said, all I said was, you're on Meta platforms. You're using Meta platforms who has some of the largest data centers. Trolling me. And all I say is, there's real issues in Milwaukee right now. And I had to pull it back up because I be feeling like I'm crazy sometimes. That's how I know people don't listen to the show or people not even really educated. They not really educated because when you tell somebody about real life issues that's impacting black and brown people right now, that's causing behavioral problems right now, when we ask this question, what's going on with the kids? What's going on with these individuals? Why are people making these bad decisions? And we have all this data from the Medical College of Wisconsin, not from Ray Nitti. Same data that's afforded to all of us. When you got things like the DNR website where you could go see all of these toxins, when you're talking about real environmental issues I'm talking about, you don't even care. You don't care about black and brown communities. So stop acting like you do. Because if you did, and data centers was important to you because it was of environmental injustice, then you would also be as equally passionate about the environmental injustice that's happening right the hell now. So miss me with all that fake. Miss me with it. I'm sorry. Should we be concerned about how data centers are built and how they are able to pass on expenses to residents? Absolutely, we should be concerned. We should be concerned of how they use the water or how they get rid of water or dispose of chemicals. Yes, we should be concerned about it. But it's companies right now that these same data center folks are not even talking to or about or highlighting that is dumping right now in our sewage systems. Master Lock, I just told y'all two days ago how Master Lock had a historic TCE spilled that impacted the site around it. That's on DNR's website. Y'all don't care about no real environmental issues. Because it's something right now that you could take action steps on right now. Lead right now. Lena been screaming so loud they gave her a job to shut her up. But I got to deal with this type of stuff. We don't, like, stop faking like you care about the environment. Stop it. You riding a wave. Because we've been talking about lead poisoning in our community and in MPS schools and the paint being made out of for a long time. For a very long time. We just told y'all about TCE. But for the sake of it, I'm going to just pull up some notes from maybe it was 2 days ago. Okay? And this segment, it was segment 6, just for reference. We got bro coming in right now. If somebody could let him in for us, right? Segment 6, right? The chemistry of behavior. Dealing with toxic exposure, crime, and bad choices. This is the real environmental stuff right now. Okay? So I'm going to go over it again in case you missed it. Just in case you missed it. The Milwaukee specific study. This is specific to Milwaukee now. Researchers at UW Milwaukee Zilber School of Public Health tracked 89,129 people born in Milwaukee between 1986 and 2003 who had a valid childhood blood lead test before the age of six. Then link that data to the Milwaukee Homicide Review Commission's firearm violence records in adulthood. Here's the findings. A childhood blood lead, as childhood blood levels rose, the risk of becoming a perpetrator or a victim of firearm violence rose with it. A clear dose response relationship. Environmental injustice. We asking what's wrong with people. We just talking about lead. This is just lead right now. Okay? Even after controlling for race, sex, and neighborhood, socioeconomic status. Compared to people with blood levels under five, those with levels of 20 plus as children were 2.8 times more likely to become firearm violence perpetrators and 3.3 times more likely to become victims. Okay? The study attributes 56% of firearm violence perpetration and 51% of victimization in, it's in the fridge. 51% victimization in this Milwaukee cohort to blood lead levels at or above 5 UGL, the current CDC reference level for the elevated lead. Childhood lead exposure impairs decision-making and increases impulsivity, a mechanism directly known to be criminogenic, not just correlated by coincidence. That's just lead. Okay? So when you tell me, yes, be upset with data centers. Be upset with them. Be concerned about them. But be equally upset and be as equally concerned about the things and the toxins and the chemicals and the environmental injustice that's impacting our black and brown communities right the hell now. Century City is still a landfill that can't be used. Master Lock on auction right now. Who gonna clean it up? Their groundwater runoff into our sewer system and then drained off into the Washington Park Quarry. The Urban Ecology Center is over there. But I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay? So separate from lead, and I'm going to go on to something else because we had a conversation we wanted to have for our community, and we touched on it yesterday, and it was about alcoholism. So when we come back from break, we're going to touch on that. But right now, I just want to get into real quick in this last minute about TCE and other solvents, right? So separate from lead, peer-reviewed research on TCE specifically documents developmental neurotoxicity, disrupted neurotransmitter functions, oxidative stress, and neuroinflammation in the developing brain, with observed behavioral outcomes including hyperactivity, lower IQ scores, and locomotor slash attention deficits. Okay? A related chlorinated solvent, PCE, was studied directly in children living near contamination sites. Even low level community exposure was linked to measurable lower working memory, processing speed, and executive function, the same cognitive systems tied to impulse and control. Don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be back right after these messages on the Grapevine. What up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
That I must warn you.
Yes, I must warn you. Your city is being poisoned. Right now. And right now, everybody is up in arms about data centers, which we should. Felix said, we don't need those data centers. Our river is dirty enough. The Riverwalk is nice. But that water is gross. It's brown and green. I don't disagree with you, Felix, at all. I don't disagree with you. I just choose to look at it a little bit different. Because I hear so much energy, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful how serious and concerned people are about environmental safety. But black and brown families right now has been living for 100 plus years in these toxic conditions in Milwaukee. From the lead, from the water, to what's in our soil. So, yes. We got to hold them accountable. But who are we holding accountable right now for the toxic chemicals in our soils right now that is linked to behavioral issues, that is linked to hyperactivity, that is linked to lower IQ scores, that is linked to lack of focus, that is linked to a string of bad decisions. Why we not as equally as mad? Master Lock left after developers got blamed for their spill. Master Lock was able to leave the city, close down after articles was coming out about the community within the corridor. And I was screaming to the top of my lungs to everybody. Now I'm seeing everybody just up in arms about data centers. Nobody care about the kids being poisoned right now or elderly being poisoned right now, people getting cancer, all of these different ailments. We watching other counties, even the governor, they had a joint lawsuit. We joint with other cities in suing these PFAS companies. But they did not include Milwaukee in the lawsuit. Milwaukee County was not included in it. They did it with Sheboygan and what was the other place? Oh, my gosh. I know I got it written down here somewhere. But we weren't included in it. So how mad are y'all about environmental injustice? Are you mad because data center is the new hot thing to be mad about? Or are you mad because you really care about people who are living through environmental injustice? And if that's your answer, then come holler at us. We got a lot that you could be equally as loud at right now. Right now. For people that don't even know that they're being poisoned. Okay? For people that don't even know they're being poisoned. I just want us to think, y'all. I just want us to think. Right now, and I'll give the pros and cons, because I don't just want to sound like I'm just pro data center and blah, blah, blah. But I am pro people caring about environmental injustice, especially environmental injustice that's happening right now and been happening, and corruption been covering it up. And it's on the DNR website where you can see all the open toxic sites. Put your address in there. You probably start itching when you start seeing all the open things, all the open sites that's contaminated. You gonna tell me how you like it. Pull that map up and then pull a data center map up and show the toxins. Let's show the impact. And this ain't, this is open sites right now, not sites to come. Not things that they got to build. I saw something on the news. Actually, it was on Fox 6 News. It was on Fox 6 News. I might send it to Zach to play at the top of the hour. But I kind of want to get off this data center topic. I ain't going to lie. We've been having a good day. Now I done got all serious. I'm trying to get to the yum yum. But I saw on Fox 6 News, it was a county in Virginia. $1.7 billion annually is what they're generating off of data center tax revenue. Built a $100 million facility for elders and youth to participate and have a place to go and work out and have access to all these different resources. Repaved roads, rebuilt a school, invested in public education, invested in mental health treatments, invested in opioid treatments. $1.6 billion in tax revenue off of the data. Now, it's the other side to that. So we got to tell the truth, right? So you hear the, they talk to some residents as well. Now, what I will say is the residents said the quality of life is great. It's amazing. Property taxes is down. But they do have the exact same concerns about the water, about the noise. Those are things that I would be concerned about. Absolutely. Is it going to be extremely loud? This place got over 100 data centers in it. No, they got over 200 data centers in this place in Virginia. And they said they're looking to add 100 more. They're looking to add 100 more. I'd love to get the mayor of this town on the show. I'd love to get the mayor of this town. They call this place the data center. What do they call it? The data center headquarters. $1.6 billion is what revenue is being generated off of taxes. It's a lot of stuff that we could be passionate about right now in Milwaukee. Come on, Wisconsin, we need your voice. Come on, Madison, we need your voice, because the emergency order came from Madison when we had to evacuate our families. It came from Madison, okay?
Damn.
So these are the type of environmental things that I'm talking about, okay? For those that care. Because I know a lot of this is just performative for a lot of people. Let's be honest about it. A lot of this is just performative for y'all. Y'all don't really care. I saw so many people making noise at the alleged data center that was supposed to go into Midtown. 10,000 square feet. Making a lot of noise. A lot of people I've never seen in that neighborhood before. Never seen that in a community mean.
Because they're not from there.
But they protested so hard. But guess what? They never show up to protest Lead. They never showed up to protest Master Lock. Never saw anything about them protesting TCE spill that Master Lock had. Historic one. But guess what? They showed up to protest. It's always funny to me. It's always funny to me. Every time we got a big piece of catalytical land or property that somebody has something planned there that's going to bring jobs and something else, we always have some outside interference influencing us to be against it. Century City is still empty. They protest the hell out of that meatpacking plant. That was going to bring so many jobs. We were super against it. We said, the environment, cruelty to animals. Century City still empty after that protest. What are you going to be passionate about right now that's impacting the city of Milwaukee? We'll be back after these messages.